Welcome to KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM Community Radio. And we're also heard on the internet at KROV.FM. My name is Lee Edwards, and this is Our Town for a Tuesday morning. And today, our guest is Lynn Sweeney from STARS, STARS. I like that because the initials spell something and they mean something, so that's really cool. And it's the, if I'm correct, the Sheriff's Team of Active Retired Seniors. Is that how it goes?
Lee, we just changed that name.
Oh, my gosh. Here I am. I got it. Oh, what am I going to do? Okay, what is it?
Well, we, of course, want to get younger people in the group besides retired people.
I got you.
So we've changed our name to Sheriff's Team of Active Residents in Service.
All right. Okay, didn't change the initials. You don't have to buy
That's
a new...
That's right.
Don't have to buy a new T-shirt.
No, we got too much in this.
Okay. Yeah, well, I could guess that one of the reasons attracting others is the need. In your mind, have you been in Oroville long, by the way?
I've lived here since 04, and I've been in STARS about 4 years.
Okay. I was just kind of wondering, probably in that amount of time you might not have noticed. I don't notice, and I sort of live up in the hills, but is the town really sort of growing? Or?
I think it is.
Yeah, so there certainly are events, and I think there seem to be maybe more of those. So there's certainly a need for folks to be around to watch out what goes on at those
events. Right.
And as a well, you're still a star, so as one, did you have interest in what you're doing throughout your life? Is it just something that happened? In other words, what in the world lured you to take your free time and give it away for nothing?
Just to be involved in the community.
Okay, that's enough.
And since I'm retired, it's a way to make me get up every morning and get out of bed.
Yeah, you know, when you're working, you don't think you're going to need that.
Exactly.
You think that. But just try it for a month or two, and all of a sudden there's this big hole there. That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So then you must go through some sort of indoctrination, training. In other words, what causes them to either turn you loose or to even select you? They must evaluate people and think, are they okay for this position? And then they
right.
must train you. So can you go through that a little bit, what a person would go through that
sure.
wanted to volunteer?
After we receive the application to join STARS, then we do a background check, an extensive background check on the person. And, of course, that includes the FBI check and all the local police departments. And then once that is completed, after we get enough members, we hold an academy. And it's a three-week academy, 4 days a week. So during that academy, we have presenters from all the different organizations in the sheriff's office. And then, of course, we go over all the policies and procedures. And then after the academy, we also require that you go on 6 weeks of what we call field training with another officer, qualified officer.
I bet as an average citizen or a resident in this area, I probably wouldn't have a clue as to what you mentioned, the various places. Can you give us a rundown of kind of what, where you're involved, what sort of the things cause you folks to be called upon and to be of value to the.
Sure. Basically, we have three organizations. We have a unit in Chico, we have a unit in Oroville, and we have a unit in McGay up on the ridge. McGay is where our dispatch center is, so we have our own radio dispatch center just for STARS. Other than that, we, of course, get requests for vacation checks, and that is where we actually go out and I call it shake the windows and rattle the doors.
Sure,
when
sure.
When people are on vacation to make sure that everything has been all right while they're gone. And then we have just what we call extended patrols. If somebody just thinks they have a high crime rate in the area, and they can call, and as we go by the patrol, we'll make sure that we drive by that address. And therefore, they just see a sheriff's car in the area. And like the sheriff just likes to have a presence. You know, when people see the car, they really don't know
right.
that we're a volunteer necessarily, but they do see the sheriff's car. You know.
Yeah, that was the answer to my next question. You do strictly do things, well, maybe not strictly, but you do what you do alone. You aren't, it's not like you're riding with the police people necessarily. You've got your own transportation and your own presence.
Right. The sheriff provides us with the cars and the maintenance and the gas.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have two people do on patrol. We can't go by ourselves.
Right.
So we have two stars in the car at all the time. And that's a safety issue.
Sure. It can be safety for a lot of reasons. I mean, not just threats, just safety for common sense.
Right.
One person's there and he feels sick or if something happens, whatever. Yeah. Where do you go for help? And that's cool. And I guess you have radio contact, though, with while
right.
you're on patrol.
Right. Since we have our own dispatch center, we're in constant radio contact with our dispatch center. Right. If we encounter something that we think we need a deputy, then we contact our dispatch center and they contact the sheriff's office and request a deputy to come to the scene.
Okay, that's funny. I just always saw the things around Oroville and I thought, well, okay, it's an Oroville thing, but obviously it's countywide.
Right.
Countywide deal. And you probably mentioned this, but you're probably required. They're expected, probably required. I mean, they have the right to require things of you, I assume, even though you're a volunteer, are required to give a certain number of hours.
We're required to do 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, since we're all retired,
yeah,
you know, vacations come up. People like to travel.
Sure.
So, you know, there's no set requirement, actually, but, you know, we request that you do 4 hours a week patrol, yeah.
Sure. What are some of the places, again, you mentioned that's really interesting to me, the vacation checks, because that's got to be a real, I don't know what I would call it, vulnerable area when people are gone. I mean, I've heard of it. Somebody with a U-Haul truck just backs up to somebody's property and unloads all the furniture. You say, oh, somebody's moving out. Or or somebody's moving in. They don't know which way it's going.
They don't know which way it is.
And
that's
so,
very true.
And so that's got to be a really, really helpful.
And we have a lot of people in Oroville that like go down to the desert in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And they'll be gone for 3-4 months. And they just like us to come by and make sure that their house is still there. Everything's okay. You know?
That's really a wonderful service. One of the things I don't quite understand, although I can guess maybe, but is how the average Joe citizen is going to know you guys exist other than seeing a vehicle. But if they don't see a vehicle or see somebody dressed with a uniform, how do you get the word out that you're even there?
Well, that's one reason we like to come on shows like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Is to try to get that word out. We also try to do recruitment at the Butte County Fair.
Oh.
And then some other events that we do, like at the parades of Palermo Parade.
Sure.
Those kind of things. We set up booths and try to get people to join STARS.
Sure, I can see it. Sure. Do some of your own work. What sort of... this is a childish thing, but I got to do it. What sort of scary things have you personally had to experience, or have you had to? Maybe you don't have to. Maybe if you're there as a presence, you don't have scary things going on. But have you had to be involved in something where you had to call in officers?
Well, we've had instances where a STAR unit went to a house and they shake the door and the door opens.
Uh-oh.
You know, and then we call a deputy. We're not allowed to go in the house. Because we are unarmed. We don't have a weapon.
Sure.
So we call a deputy. A deputy comes out and sees what the status is. And a lot of times, it's as simple as people come home early and they forget to call us.
Oh, yeah,
you
sure.
Know, so that happens, too. But as far as scary situations, we've been across incidences where, you know, we see a domestic violence event going on, and we'll, once again, call a deputy to come out.
Yeah.
And we've had cases where we've been riding through an area, and an elderly person kind of maybe early stages of Alzheimer's, and they don't really know where they're at, and they're wandering on the street. So we assist them in those types of events also. Yeah.
That must be really rewarding to you.
It is.
I mean, to feel you're of value.
Right.
And to have the ability to act sort of on your own, using your own abilities and everything, yet being backed up too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's comforting to know that when we request a deputy, he will be there.
Yeah, I guess so. I wouldn't want to be without a backup. Well, one of my personal complaints is graffiti, writing all over everything that stands still. In a way, after a while, I guess it kind of gets to be something you accept. In a way, it's you might say it might be cute. I don't know what the messages are. Some of them are you wouldn't even understand what they're trying to say. But do you run across that in any way? Do you in I know it's not your mission, maybe, to involve in that anyway. Is there any way that you folks can be of value at things like that?
You know, we do a lot of graffiti work in Oroville. And we have a graffiti unit in Chico also. But basically, I think Oroville's a lot cleaner than some cities are this size, simply because 2 times a week, we have a graffiti unit goes out and looks for the graffiti and cleans it up.
Oh, okay.
Also, people see graffiti, they can call in and we'll write it up and get our graffiti crew to go out the next time that they're available to go out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, it's still a pretty little town. I first saw it in somewhere around 1980 and haven't lived specifically right in town, but I don't see deterioration. I don't see degeneration so much. I see a pretty darn nice place.
Yeah. Like I say, I think it's really not. Oroville stays fairly clean.
Yeah.
A lot of this graffiti comes from gangs, and they come in at nighttime and paint.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've repainted the same sites repeatedly sometimes. We clean it up, they paint. Yeah. We clean it up, they paint.
You know, I once saw something somewhere, I don't know where it is, maybe they do it in a lot of places, where they have just a great big thing, and they have chalk and everything right there, and they say, go to it.
Right, you know.
So, you know, at least maybe you can confine it to that area, then you can clean it off, maybe one of these whiteboards.
Yeah, these people that do graffiti, I think sometimes they're very talented.
Oh, yes.
And they really are nice artists, they have no direction.
Sure,
they are, you know.
Of course, they can't let it out. They can't express themselves.
So,
well, even going through the desert, you'll see these signs and you'll look and up on the rocks, there'll be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course, that might have been practical. That might have told other people where there was food nearby or where there was water or something. I'm sure we'll never know because the folks aren't around to tell us, but that was probably useful graffiti, if you call it that. Yeah. By the way, folks, this is still KROV Oroville. It's 91.1 FM, also heard on KROV.FM, Our Town program. Lynn Sweeney, special guest today from Stars. Uh-oh. Now I lost it. I didn't write down what it stands for now. What does the STARS stand for?
Sheriff's Team of Active Residential in Service.
Okay, I'm just writing this down for my own.
Yeah.
My own.
Like I say, the sheriff and, of course, even ourselves wanted to invite younger people into the organization.
Yeah. And again, that's the thing you mentioned, at certain fairs, at certain community events, right. You're there. Boy, I miss the Digger being on every week. I don't know if you ever read it or bothered with it at all,
sure.
But that was one of the greatest communication devices we had.
Absolutely.
Not just people trying to sell, but just letting people know you're there.
Right.
Like you guys could run just an ongoing ad. And after a person's looked at that thing for the 20th time, and it's only been 20 weeks, let's say, you might get a clue.
Yeah.
This is something I could do.
Well, we get involved in the community and other events, too. Like, you know, we do traffic control at most of the parades.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we set up a booth at the fair every year and try to recruit people. We do assist the sheriff's office. We'll block traffic for crime scene investigations. Sometimes
yeah.
We'll block traffic on major accidents for the highway patrol. So we get involved in these type of things.
Well, that brings up a point then. It's not just like you've got your time slot when you're going to go there. You don't really know necessarily, do you, when you check in what you're going to be doing?
No, you don't. Really, patrols are important, but they are lower on the priority list than, for instance, if we get a call from dispatch saying they need traffic control somewhere. That becomes a higher priority than our patrol.
Gotcha.
So, you know, for instance, when the Concal fire was raging, we spent a lot of time up on the Concal fire doing blockage of roads.
Yeah, I bet. That was really quite a challenge for everybody, and that's a good point. There we have people right from our area who are there helping out, making things go well. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we don't have to do that this year.
Oh, boy, you aren't the only one hoping.
Yeah, I know.
I live up near there. I mean, where I live, we could almost feel the heat from that fire at our house. We were, I don't know, it was a crow fly. It's hard to tell distances when I look ahead, but it was close. Not just seeing the flames, you could almost, maybe it was imagination, but I swear I could feel the heat from
it. No, it was intense.
Yeah, so, wow. And again, my guest is Lynn Sweeney from STARS. And this might be a call to action for residents in service. Might be a call to action if anybody hears this, and if you do hear this, either now or later on, we post it up on krov.fm. I'd encourage you to maybe listen a time or two and think about it. If you're of an age or you know somebody of an age, what a way to deal with things. What a way to provide something of interest to you and be used to somebody else. That's really neat, because a lot of pursuits that people have, nothing wrong with it, but they're kind of selfish. It's nothing wrong with painting or drawing or doing whatever you want to do, but how neat if you spend some time doing something and somebody else is going to benefit.
Right.
Yeah. So what am I missing? You've kind of covered...
Well, I would invite anybody that would like to join the STARS or think about it, stop one of our cars when I see it out on patrol. We have applications in the cars. So please stop us, get an application, fill out that CAP application, bring it in to us, and then we'll start the process. We do an interview before we get too far involved in it, and to see if you're really interested or not. And then, of course, like I said earlier, we do the background check and then schedule an academy to start doing an academy. But like I said, all of our cars have applications, or you're free to call 538-7820. And we'll send you an application, or you can come in and pick it up at our STARS office over in the East facility next to the Sheriff's office.
Okay. Well, I guess we done covered it.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Lynn Sweeney. Thank you for being what you are and who you are. And thanks for the wise people that started this program.
Well, thank you.
Okay.